Right.
And everything has been affected, and for education, Honorable Dr. Yoesa Edrichum, and the entirety staff at the Ministry of Education. Again, my name is Nana Jemfiejabo.
Right.
I am the Executive Director of CENTLOS, and CENTLOS is the Center for National Distance Learning and Open Schooling. My mandate is very simple, to infuse ICT into education. So that is what we do for the people of Ghana, especially in the educational system. Yeah, your question is very crucial, and why is it that the Ghana Smart School as of now? We know the world has witnessed a lot of transformational revolutions. The first one was, of course, the steam power. The second was when Con Edison was sitting somewhere in New York to support or to invent electricity. The third came with electronics. All of that, we did not take much heed. Now we are in the technological era.
Right.
And everything has been affected. And COVID has also ushered a new era to everything we do. And education is no different. So we need to embrace it. And embracing it means we need to make sure every child, irrespective of location, should have access to education. And the Ghana government, through the leadership of Nana Adudanko Akufo-Addo, has bestowed something special on Ghana. That is the free SHS education and the free TVET. And now we have to depend on it to make sure there is access for everyone. Of course, we need to also make sure there's quality education, and the education has to be relevant to make sure the person will receive a lifelong learning. So anytime they finish, they could be a functional citizen or right. use the education to do something. Mm-hmm. But if you look at now, yes, we have the free SHS and we have the free TVET, but there's still significant numbers of people that still need access. So the Ghana Smart School, in short, is the extension of the free SHS and the free TVET that give birth to the Ghana Smart School, to speak to the current regime of technology in education, to make sure that a child, irrespective of who you, where you come from, what you do, you should have access to that digital device so education can speak to the current trends, to make sure that we can compete globally in the other countries.
All right. So, I mean, so Monday, if I should go by the announcement that we've been told, there are over 400,000 students,
yes.
Like everyone will walk home with a laptop on Monday. Is that the case?
Yeah. Yes, everyone will receive a tablet. It's not a laptop.
It's not a laptop. It's a tablet. Right.
And it's a phased implementation. So we have selected 30 schools that the schools are ready to receive this. And after the 30 schools, then we go to another 30. So phased implementation until we cover the whole country. We are not leaving anybody out, to make sure that, yes, SDG 4 agenda is being achieved. Mm. It's a crucial sustainable development goal that talks about equity, it talks about quality and access. If you look at access, the tablet will explode or expand access to other students. If you look at quality, yes, we are in the digital era, so the tablet will support teaching and learning for the teachers and the students to receive that platform to speak and to teach well. And of course, equity. We are not leaving anybody out
of this.
Persons with disability, everybody
is included.
As you are SHS 1, 2, and 3.
You should have it.
Oh, yes.
So 30 for a start on Monday.
Mm.
So what went into deciding on the 30 schools? And why not make it open to everybody? Because such that we don't have the situation where somebody is put in an advantageous position because of the accessibility of this, you know, tablet on Monday, for example, as we start off.
Yeah, a project of this sort is a national project, and implementation has to be done very right. So if you look at it, a lot of stakeholders' engagement has been done, and it's a collaborative project. So the private sector, public, industry, academia, we all have to come together. GES, which they own the SHS, and the TVET, they are all part of it. So they came about with this schedule, with a minister sitting on top, that these 30 schools have to go. And the ministry, we have a plan and how to implement project, so we can keep an eye on monitoring and evaluation to make sure we achieve the results that we are looking for. Hence, that gave us that
Do you have the number for the I mean, the number of secondary schools, public secondary schools that we have.
We have 503 public secondary schools in the country.
So it's going to take a year or more before you can reach every secondary school?
Yes, it depends. Some areas, it could be a decision of the committee and, of course, that we can double up. But the ground decision or the cardinal decision is that every student will receive a tablet. Mm-hmm. And the teachers already have their laptops, so they will be able to teach. If you are in SHS 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. you are part of it, and you are going to receive your tablet. So the timetable, we are looking at it, and we prepare a comprehensive checklist, and in the checklist, suggest the schools that are ready to go, then the others will follow.
That will follow.
Because we need to make sure capacity building
and do you have a time frame within which you are targeting to reach everybody?
The time frame, I mean, we know the tablets are here in the country already.
It's about distribution.
Yes. And the GES stores in all the districts will receive them, and the TVET stores. So once they receive them and they know that now my district is ready, see, it's a whole implementation plan, and we are doing it in a pyramid form. So from national to regional and district. Now, national, we know that we have done everything through the directives and the leadership of the Honorable Minister for Education. Now we know it's that some of the tablets will go to the region, so we can know when it will get to most of the schools. So definitely it will get to the part. Yeah.
But you are not so clear when you were exhausted.
I could say that within
maybe 6 months, a year,
a few months,
every school should have it.
Every school should have it. The tablet is already.
What kind of laptop? Oh, sorry, I don't know why.
It's a tablet.
I don't know why a laptop is so much on my mind. But what kind of tablet are you giving the students?
Very good.
And what apps are on this tablet?
Very good. This is a project. Again, we did a lot of consultations. We made sure that we factored what we have in Ghana. If you are going to implement anything EdTech, you have to do infrastructural audit right. in your country to make sure you are ready for it. The audit came back, or the results of the data that suggested for the tablets that we had. And those tablets, it has a 4-inch screen, and it has a 4 GB RAM, that is storage. And it has a battery that can last for 7 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And it has a battery pack that is solar-based. So those that are not in the places they have electricity there, they could also leverage on it. Again, equity. So we don't want to leave anybody out. So definitely we have taken all this in consideration.
So the solar aspect is about dealing with power issues that may come up.
They're fantastic. So we are ready for it. The tablets are water resistant. And it's durable, and if it hits on the floor, it wouldn't do anything. The processor, guess what? It's a quad-core 2 processor, which is very good on speed. It's very good when it comes to electrical consumption. So all these have been factored before the construction of the tablets, and it's made for the people of Ghana, fit for purpose.
And it's for free?
Free.
So what is a laptop replacing in the life of a student?
Fantastic. You could say that the textbooks, as of now, if you look at the analysis, you know, anything that you do, you have to do a cost-benefit analysis.
Right.
In this case, the cost here, the benefit outweighs the cost. Mm-hmm. If you look at each of our schools, SHS, we have almost 4 core subjects. We have elective subject for SHS 1. Mm-hmm. And if you are to buy a textbook for one textbook will average you in the region of 150 Ghana cedis.
Right.
So buying all 8 for just one level, one term, that will cost the student and the parents a lot of money. Versus the tablets, that is one time you have contents on SHS 1 all the semesters or the terms, SHS 2 all the terms, SHS 3 everything on it. And you have an open educational resources that a student is flexible to maneuver, to study at will, any place, any time you can study. Mm. So you could see that the benefits outweighs. And also it's preparing the student to use digital tools to compete globally and to build on their 4 C's. That talks about collaborations, creativity, critical thinking, and good communication skills.
This is great. But on the issue of electric